You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. HDFC has announced a 25 BPS hike in the retail prime lending rate on housing loans. The benchmark lending rate for home loans has been raised by 0.25% and the new rate will come into effect from today, HDFC said in a regulatory filing. The rate hike comes 3 days after the Reserve Bank of India announced 50 BPS hike in repo rate in August MPC. Earlier this month, HDFC had raised the RPLR by 25 BPS with effect from 1st August. Since May this year, the key lending rate has been increased 6 times by HDFC and it has been cumulatively hiked by 140 BPS. HDFC increases its retail prime lending rate on housing loans on which its adjustable rate home loans are benchmarked by 25 basis points with effect from August 9, 2022. HDFC informed the stock exchanges. The increase in RPLR will result in costlier EMIs for home loan borrowers. The mortgage financer also announced a hike in the marginal cost of funds-based lending rate across all loan tenures by 5 to 10 BPS with effect from 8th August 2022. Meanwhile, India's potential growth over the next decade could be around 6%. However, the nation can increase this growth to 6.7% and even 8.2% through a combination of increased labor participation and investment rate, said Goldman Sachs in a report. India can increase potential growth by any or a combination of four levers, including increasing investment to GDP ratio, higher investment in human capital, labor force participation rate increase, and productivity growth. These levers by themselves can each boost potential growth by 50 BP to 100 BPS over the next 10 years. For India to grow at an even faster pace, increasing productivity growth is going to be critical, analysts said in the report. According to the analysts, increasing the investment to GDP ratio to the previous peak level of around 40% can alone boost potential growth by 50 BPS. If the labor force participation can be brought back to the previous peak level of 61%, it can boost potential growth by 100 BPS. In another development, Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani expects RIL's green energy segment to emerge as the major growth engine for the conglomerate, which could potentially help India have the world's most affordable green energy within this decade. In his message to the shareholders in the company's annual report for 2021-22, Mukesh Ambani said that just as India has the world's most affordable wireless broadband today, his company will have the world's most affordable green energy within this decade. He said that RIL has entered into a series of partnerships, including equity investments with local and international companies, with technological and execution capabilities, strong track record of innovation and a growing number of patents and IPRs across the green energy value chain. Now some news related to 5G. The indigenous 5G testbed set up by the government for experimenting and demonstrating applications and use cases of 5G products in the country will be offered free of cost to the government-recognized MSMEs and startups for the next 6 months up to January 2023, said Ministry of Communications. However, the use for other 5G stakeholders, including industry, academia, service providers, research and development institutions, government bodies, equipment manufacturers and others will be available at a very nominal rate. The testbed was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in May this year for startups, small businesses and other players to validate their products and solutions in 5G. In a separate development, Tata Communications underreported gross revenue between 2006-2007 to 2017-2018, which led to a ₹645 crore lower levy of license fee during the period, the Comptroller and Auditor General of India has said in a report. The CAG in the report also said the amount needs to be recovered from Tata Communications Limited. Audit scrutiny of audited AGR statements with reference to profit and loss statements and balance sheets in respect of NLD, ILD, and ISP/IT licenses of TCL for the period from 2006 to 2007 to 2017 to 2018 revealed that there was an underreporting of gross revenue by ₹13,252.81 crore and consequent short levy of LF of ₹950.25 crore, it said on Monday. Lastly, the executive enclave, part of the Central Vista project, is yet to receive environmental clearance. This will house the Prime Minister's office and various other central government offices like the Cabinet Secretariat, the National Security Council Secretariat, and India House. This will house the Prime Minister's office and various other central government offices like the Cabinet Secretariat, the National Security Council Secretariat, and India House. According to a source, the issue with the environmental clearance is regarding the plantation of trees and the need for retaining green cover in the area. These proposals are sent to the SEAA for clearance. The committee discussed the project's proposal on Saturday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.